It looked so good. And just the place he wanted to live. And when he got there, what did he find? Death. But in Hebrew, it's arar. Say arar. Now, say these words after me. Cursed is the one who depends on man, who depends on flesh for his strength, whose heart turns away from God. He will be like an arar in the desert. Now, your Bible translates that word as bush. It's not wrong, but arar gets at what Jewish scholars think it means. If you go through life trusting in your own flesh, in your own might, in your own strength, in your own mind, in your own accomplishments, I can do it myself. You're like an arar. You look good. You may look successful. You may be honored by many people. But if we could get close enough to break open that shell, what's inside? Nothing but death. That's a desert lesson. How do you live in 21st century Western culture and not feel my strength, my arm has accomplished this for me? How do you not take credit? Listen to you talk. I got a raise. I got a job. I got an A. I started a business. Are you really sure? Wasn't it God who gave you the job? Wasn't it God who gave the raise? Wasn't it God who gave the scholarship? Wasn't it God who gave you the mind to study? Really? Do you want to say I? Be careful. Arara trees look great, but are empty. Again, because of the world I live in, I find students really resonate with the arara tree. You can't imagine how many high school kids I've had on trips or college who will say, you know what? I'm an arara tree. My whole life, I've done it myself. And if you look at... Skip this one. There are two shade trees in the desert. This is one. Let me say that again. There are two kinds of shade trees in the desert. This is one. It's called in Hebrew rotem or broom tree. It's mentioned in your Bible several times. The most logical candidate for the burning bush, although the Bible doesn't tell us what the burning bush was, this is the most common bush, and the roots are used to burn in the fires of the Bedouin. They make coals. They turn them into charcoal today, although it's illegal because the species in a lot of areas is slowly becoming extinct because they've used so many of them. That's called a broom tree, and it's sought out in the desert, believe it or not, for its shade. The other kind of shade tree is this one. It's called acacia. The acacia is much less common. Acacia has to grow along the bottom of the wadis. So if it's a wadi that gets a lot of water, it probably isn't going to survive and there won't be any. But if it's a wadi that doesn't flood terribly deep, partway up the side, you'll see these acacia trees. Now, the acacia tree has to have roots in the water, whereas the broom tree, let me go back to the broom tree. Oops, the broom tree. The broom tree has a high salt content in its leaves. And as a result, when the air hits the leaves, the salty condition in the leaves actually absorbs water, like your salt shaker on the picnic table in the middle of a hot, humid summer day. And it survives in large part because of the water that the leaves absorb, the little bit of moisture that's in the air, especially the breeze that comes from the Mediterranean in the afternoon and the evening. So these are the shade trees of the desert. Now notice something. There's not... I love to get a group of people and say, let's sit in the shade. Now, you can't appreciate this because it's February and cold February, no less. But let me tell you something. When it's 120 degrees, to watch a group of Americans, particularly people from the Midwest who aren't used to desert heat, try and find shade, you can get 90 people into a pretty small area if you have to. But what's the lesson? The rabbis say the desert is the picture of where God leads his people to learn how to depend on him alone.